Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. We're getting ready to take time to release the power of prayer in the lives of many people. As you view what's going on in the world, there's a great need for prayer, and it's a great need for intercession around the world. Many of our intercessors have been in the line of duty for a while. They've been standing in the gap, making up the hedge, praying and interceding for so many people globally. Our intercessors are strong point men and women of God in the kingdom of God that stand as guards around the borders of our nations, our countries, our cities, our towns, our community, our families, our school system, our educational system, our fire department, our police department. They are on alert. There's so many things that are happening around us, and we need our prayer warriors in our critical intercession. These are first responders in the spirit world. In the spirit world, the greatest battle and greatest challenge comes against principalities, power, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. And so we need strong intercessor that will stand on the word of God without wavering in their position and their place. Our intercessors, they critique how to be able to defeat the enemy before they even came into your or come into your territory. Our intercessors, they are men and women of God who are on a mandated assignment in the earth realm. They're tapping in, they're fighting, they're binding up demonic principalities and forces. They're taking out forces all around us. They're critical to us. We need them. They're the strength for many ministries, pastors, and the ministry gift. So many of us, we are battling based in our title-bound position without really understanding the risk of knowing your position in the kingdom of God, and those are intercessors. Great prophets around the world understand the place of intercession and how critical it is for a nation, a country, a people to be able to be sharpened in their duties and details, in the work that they do to change the lives of so many people around them that they are connected to. Our intercessors are strong individuals. They understand what it takes to take a hit and keep on ticking in spite of what it looked like. There are many intercessors that can pray from their sick bed. They can pray wounded. They can pray in detail and be specific in it, because we understand that the job of our intercessors throughout the world are to stay on alert all the time, to be a 911 for those who don't even understand what a 911 is actually about. But the intercessors, they're on their duty, staying in their position, making up the head for so many people around the world. God needs those intercessors. And you and you are strategic in the kingdom of God and on your post and on your position, understand the detail of intercession for the lives of so many people. Because of the warfare and the intensity of the warfare, our intercessors are the strength for ministry, the kingdom of God. So as we prepare to go into intercession, there's a scripture that's very powerful when you talk about the place of intercession, the season of intercession, and even the reason for interceding. In the book of Romans, chapter number 8, this is a powerful scripture of knowing what it takes to be in that place of intercession and stand in that place of intercession. It says in Romans chapter 8, verses number 22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travail in pain together until now, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan and moan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to the wit and the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Verse 27. He that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. When you tap into that place, God revealed to you all things in intercession. That means that you have the power as an intercessor to actually tap into the very substratum of what a person is dealing with and go exactly to the target of what the issue is they're faced with. That's why intercessors are critical for intercession. Seeding, then intercepting. Our position gives us the authority to understand strategically how to deal with demonic spirits and principalities. This is a time in our life for us, not necessarily to call on the prophet, the apostle, the pastor, and the teacher, but seek out the intercessors. Those intercessors are strong in the things of God and mighty in the strategy of God. So many times we have people that travel around the world to go to conferences, workshops, and you name the event to tap into the place of intercession or to learn how to pray. It's good to hear how people pray. It's good to learn how to pray. But it's phenomenal that takes you into the place of intercession. From that place, you will be able to have a personal time with God or a sound from God that will reveal to you, you first, and then reveal to you from that place how to enter in and begin to pray for mankind or people you're dealing with. That's why verse 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. So the counterfeit cannot step in to a place when you have encounter with God. When you go into the presence of the Lord, your ability and your strength opens you up. Verse 27, and he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We want his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want his will to be done as we give him this day our daily bread. We want the power of intercession to be able to go straight to the issues in our lives. The struggle is real. The fights are real. The battles are real. And the flesh that came from the dust of the earth when Satan was kicked into the earth realm to the dust, we have to be able to understand our position as we stand in the gap for so many people. When you stand in the gap for people, you're standing in proxy on behalf of them. And you're standing in proxy on behalf of them, then you're standing in a position where the hit will take on you. Take you a little deeper. When you're standing in a position, they will no longer be hit, but you'll take the hit because you're doing what? You're bearing the infirmities of the weak. You're helping them. But one of the things that 26 said, likewise, the Spirit helps your infirmity. Well, you don't have to quit or bail out, throw in the towel, and think that you're fighting alone. The fight is not yours. King Jehoshaphat understood that in 2 Chronicles 20. When God told King Jehoshaphat, in the middle of being encamped around by the enemy, he said, you need not fight this battle. This battle is not yours. Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Then in 2020, the famous scripture that everybody reads, he came down to Tekoa, to the coast. He said, believe in the Lord thy God, and so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Then what God did, used him to appoint musicians unto who? The Lord. Musicians have to be appointed unto the Lord so that their sound, their word, their frequency, their acoustic, their rhythm, their keys, their percussion will all make a noise and a sound that will confuse the devil. So I have to ask myself the question, if you appoint musicians unto the Lord, the choir, praise team, and the list of people shouldn't be acted unruly. The sound should first hit them before they open up their mouth to sing to others. So we have to be in position as intercessors and prayer warriors to be able to understand the power of prayer. Prophetic people can flow through the great signs of their minstrel who plays through the sound and the glory of God. David understood that when he was assigned to Saul. He had to work hard to keep the spirits that were attacking Saul's mind to soothe his frustration, disappointment, and even what he was dealing with. After all, when God rejected Saul, he then appointed and anointed David from that day forward. So David had to return back to the place where Saul was at, knowing that he was Saul's replacement, but he was not in position just yet. He had the power, but not the position. His life of prayer, his ability to understand that he carried the cardiology of God, the heart of God, he was able to do what he needed to do as an intercessor and a prayer warrior and a young man who stepped in to now play for Saul to soothe the evil spirits that were attacking us. Our job is to be able to understand that intercession is critical to intercede and the power to intercept. If you intercede, that means you have entered into a place where the seed will be able to reveal how you can intercept on behalf of those who are going through. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer. You set your heart as a flint. Those that are listening in weekly, you join us. You connect with us. You're praying with us. You're standing in the gap with us. You're listening in. You're asking the Lord to move, and you're leading God forth. But this is time to raise the standard for many of us. We have to be able to tap into us first. Ask the Lord, what is in you that's keeping you from being able to move to the place of being part of him? So as we pray, those prophetic portals that are open to us will give us the power to flow and minister to the people of God. Anytime the young lady Beyonce was seen, she opened herself up to all of these demonic principalities and these deities. She did it one time on the stage and opened herself up and had this portal open with this lady sitting on this image on the stage with his legs open, fertility goddess. And then all the people start dealing with these issues in their brain and their mind. You have to understand, if the kingdom of darkness can tap into those realms, the kingdom of light should be able to have power in the realm of the spirit and open up to the presence of God to defeat those spirits that have been sent against your family, your loved one, your children, your mother, your father, those who are connected with you, your ministry, your community, your nation. And the list goes on. So we're getting ready to take time to pray and bleed God for the men and the women of God around the world. So many people need us. Our lives have to be set apart, and our lives have to be prepared to be perfected in God and in the things of God. When he opens it up to us, we'll be able to move in those things that are kingdom-minded and those things that will connect us to the glory and the power of God. Many people just come to see and get into the atmosphere. But this takes one to really believe that God, that he is in us. The word of God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We must connect now to build the kingdom of God outside of the generic things of life that teach you following a genre of things that will not take you nowhere in the presence of God. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer. Believe God. We're standing with you. We know that his perfect will be done. Because Romans 8:28 said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now he prepares you for being predestined, foreknown, predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Son, that we might be firstborn among many brethren. Stand on the word. Your prayers have power, and it will take you into the presence of breakthrough for deliverance for yourself and deliverance for others. God bless you. It's my prayer for you on today. Hallelujah. All right, woman of God, go ahead and unmute your line.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Okay, I have it unmuted now.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought that I was unmuted, but it's good to hear everybody's voice. Amen. I'm coming to you out of Isaiah 64:8-9. Glory be to God. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we are all thy work, all the work of thy hand. Be not wroth very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we all thy people. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, truly we ask you to forgive us of our sins as we release the sound that you would have go forward that you have given me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, have your way, Lord. Glory be to God. Forgive us of our sins, oh, today, Father God, as we go forward today, as the man of God has spoken, hallelujah, into each and every one of us, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come against everything that's trying to come against us now. In the name of Jesus, we holler out into the atmosphere to receive our sound, to march on top of the hand of the enemy, to march, hallelujah, to tie his hands, to tie his feet, hallelujah. And El Yar, the Most High God, we call on you now in the name of Jesus. El Shaddai, our all sufficient one, we call on you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jehovah Nisi, you are our banner. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are releasing the sword now, hallelujah, the sword of the Lord against the powers of hell, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for how you've kept us. We thank you for how you're holding us and allowing no weapon formed against us to prosper, even though things have touched homes and cars and properties and everything, Lord. Yes, you still are holding us, Father. Are you keeping us? We are more than conquerors now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray. We pray. We pray. We earnestly repent and pray, Father God, continuously. It's an honor to repent. We truly repent for the things we've said and done that's not pleasing to you, Father. Lead and guide us in a plain path because of our enemies. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that all our children will be great. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, we repeat, our children will be great. In the name of mighty Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we decree and we declare now in the name of Jesus, as there is a stirring up of earthquakes, hallelujah, sea quakes, hallelujah, hurricanes, hallelujah, tornadoes, hallelujah, volcanoes, hallelujah, a great earthquake. Deliver all of us now. Deliver our children. Deliver us now, our children, from all the evil powers as these
stirring up, Lord. Let it be deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we use fire. We use brimstone now, fire and brimstone, and the fire of God now to deliver our children, to deliver us from every satanic captivity. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind every evil power assigned to waste their lives, our time, your time, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, to waste the time. We bind it up. We call the time to be redeemed unto us. We call on hell and fire right now, mingled with the blood of the Lamb. Hell and fire mingled with the blood of the Lamb. Burn up every problem that has refused to let our children go, refused to let us go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare full salvation for our children. Hallelujah. Lord, contend with those that contend with us. Fight against those that fight against us. Hallelujah. Contend with them now. Hallelujah. Contend with them now. Contend with those evil spirits, those lying demonic spirits. Contend with them. Cause confusion against them. Let their sound cause confusion. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that they will not gather. Hallelujah. The souls of our children. We decree and declare by faith to gather the children together. And bless them, Father God. Bless us, Father God. Bless our churches, Father God. Cause our churches to come together. Cause ministries to come together so that we are powerful in numbers now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that our children will not continue in sin. We bind and cast out every evil spirit of destruction and untimely death now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare our children will not suffer. We will not suffer at the hands of the Satan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We pray the prayers of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come in the volume of the book that's written of us. Your word will not return back void. So we bind and rebuke everything to no effect. Bring it to no effect. Bring division to no effect. Discord to no effect. Disunity to no effect. Strife to no effect. Anger to no effect. Wrath and murder and criticism and condemnation and pride to no effect. Come against the spirit of jealousy, because we've learned jealousy is cruel as the grave. We come against that spirit of jealousy to tear each other down. We bind it up. We cast it out in the blood of Jesus, prevail against it. Come against false teaching. Come against false gifts. We come against false manifestations. We come against lying signs and wonders and poverty. Hallelujah. We come against deprivation. We bind it up. We cast it out. The blood of Jesus prevail against it. We are more. Hallelujah. We have more. Hallelujah. People want to bless us wherever we go. We have uncommon favor. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we fear lack. We feel evil. We bind fear and evil spirits, because you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of love. Hallelujah. The kind. Hallelujah. Love. Glory. We will not go into the spirit of fear, but of love, kindness. Oh, I know that scripture. Yes, Father. It'll come back to me. Glory be to God. We come against everything that's trying to come against us now. We bind all curses that have been spoken against us. We bind them up. We cast them out in the blood of Jesus, prevail against it. We're calling on the blood of Jesus today. We bless those who curse us, and we pray blessings onto those who despitefully use us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, all sickness and disease, all infirmities, we break them now. Right now, we break and rebuke and cast out every evil spirit of cancer, anything that tries to attach itself to our lung system, our body system, our integumentary system, the largest organ in our body, we bind it up, we cast it out, the blood of Jesus prevail against it. Breast cancer, throat cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, leukemia, blood diseases, renew us again. Yes, God. Yes, God. We come against falsehood. Slander. Yes, God. Speculation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Misrepresentations of our character. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind up everything the enemy is doing to try to cause destruction in the land against your people. to come against that mummy spirit, that zombie spirit, right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Any wicked power trying to hinder us right now, we bind it up, we cast it out in the blood of Jesus, prevail against it. Hallelujah. We lay our hands on our children in the spirit realm right now. We lay our hands on ourselves in the spirit realm right now. Hallelujah. And receive perfect deliverance. Any power trying to hold us captive. Hallelujah. We receive now deliverance now. We send destruction to the spirit that's trying to come against the land, Father God. We pray for Florida as they're going so much right now in the name of Jesus. We lift Florida up to you. Hallelujah. As the conference is headed that way, in the name of Jesus, we lift it up. We lift up that state to you. We come against everything that the enemy's trying to do to cause destruction in Florida. Whatever that spirit, whatever was made agreement, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the Dollar Tree shooting. We come against the lady who got stabbed by some animal that went through her stabbed in her back while she was sitting by the edge of the beach. All these spirits that's coming up against Florida, we come against it right now. The racism, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we come against it now. Open up the airways, hallelujah, as our pastor heads that way in less than 2 weeks. We bind up the hand of the enemy. Now we see you, glory be to God. You will not destroy the work that God has put together for his people. You will not destroy the harvest that God has set up for his people. You will not, in the name of Jesus. We see you. We see you, glory be to God. We call on the blood of Jesus to deliver us by fire. Deliver us by fire. Hallelujah. We command every disorderliness now, hallelujah, in our lives to come and line up. We receive immediate order now. Every satanic poison inside our body, dry it up by fire now. Every satanic thought, dry it up by fire now. We release a stream, hallelujah, of prosperity in health and in wealth. In the natural, so as in the spirit, we call on, hallelujah, Jehovah Shammah, because your Lord said he is present in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, hallelujah. So we lift up all the concerns that, hallelujah, everything that concern us concern you, Father. So we thank you now that we are operating and influencing and being influenced by the things of you. We denounce the things the enemy trying to do to cause us not to be great. We decree and declare nobility and greatness. That is our portion. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for stopping the enemy from influencing the soul and the mind of anyone who comes in contact with us. Yes, come against the sin. Get it up about here. Come against the sin, Lord. You had a sound. Shock the hand of the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. The enemy will not eat up our harvest. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, Father. We thank you, Father. We lift you up on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just come thanking you, God, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. And we thank you, God, for allowing us to see yet another day, Father God, a day we've never seen before, Father God, giving us yet another opportunity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to walk in the divine purpose that you have destined for our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even for the sound that went forth, Father God, the shofar, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The cry of repentance, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the sound of victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We just give you praise and glory and honor. And we pray right now that you would pour back into our veins to see, Father God, all that she has poured out on this day, Father God, and Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, take it deeper, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, into intercession, oh God, even as your Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, touching their lungs and strengthening them all the more, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, I'm praying that you moving by your spirit right now for her, Father God, moving on the matters that concern her, Father God, the matters that concern her family, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're meeting every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you, God, for all of the people that gathered on the line today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for those that are yet to come, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're moving on every need and every concern, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Every circumstance, every situation, every happenstance, Father God, that you're moving over them right now, Father God. And I give you praise and glory and honor for the victory, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we enter into intercession, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we put on your whole armor today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We girt our loins with the belt of truth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We put on our breastplate of righteousness, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we're shod in our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we're grabbing our shield, Father God, the shield of faith, Father God, hallelujah. That is quenching every fiery dart of the enemy that's being launched at your people on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we put on our helmet of salvation, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and grab the sword of the Spirit, Father God, which is your word, Father God. We stand on your word today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We decree and declaring that no weapon formed against any of us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment against us shall be condemned. Now, Father God, I stand right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, flat-footed, Father God, and I release, oh God, faith over your people today. Oh God, as we reference your word in Matthew 21 and 22, and it says, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. Oh God, so I thank you, God, for you just catapulting our faith to new dimensions in you, Father God, that you've given us great faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for, oh God, you just igniting our hope today, Father God, even as we stand on your word in Isaiah 40 and 31, and it says, the day that wait on the call of the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint. So I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, we will not faint in this hour, Father God, but we will stand hoping, oh God, hallelujah, waiting on you to act, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I release the strength upon the people today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so many are tired, so many are tuckered out, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, so many are battle fatigued, Father God, but I stand on your word in Isaiah 40 and 29, and it says you give power to the faint, and to him who has no might, you increase the strength. So I thank you, God, for increased strength, Father God, glory, hallelujah, being poured upon your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we stand and release peace over the people, over this line, over your people all over the world today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as we stand on 2 Thessalonians 3 and 16, we said, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and every in every way, oh God, hallelujah. May the Lord be with you. I thank you, God, that you're releasing your peace even as you are with your people on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, as we stand on your word in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, it says the thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, oh God. So we just thank you, God, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Now, Father God, I ask that you will forgive each and every one of us, Father God, of every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God, as we come to you with repentant, sincere, repentant hearts, Father God, asking for forgiveness, Father God. Cast those sins of ours behind your back into that sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, cleanse us with his sock today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, continue to soak us, saturate us in your precious blood, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you just, oh God, looking upon our hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, looking at the conscience of our hearts, Father God. And if you see any a root of bitterness or anger or unforgiveness, Father God. Pluck it up right now and cast it into the abyss in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, put us in right standing with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, every single wall, Father God, tear it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Those walls, oh God, that stand in the way, oh God, of you and us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those walls of dividing, Father, that come to divide, that come to separate, oh God, that come to isolate us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, from you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every single partition, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that we have up, Father God. Tear it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We're just giving you praise and we're giving you glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you moving by your spirit for each and every one of us, oh God, your people, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, we pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and stand on your word, Father God, in Ephesians 4 and 32, and you told us, Father God, in your word to be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as Christ forgave, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah, help us, oh God, hallelujah, to get all that yucky stuff out of our hearts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, against one another, against our loved ones, oh God, glory, hallelujah, against people that have hurt us in the past, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, help us, Lord, we need your help today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because we know that if we don't forgive, you will not forgive us, oh God, and we need your forgiveness every hour of the day, every moment, every second, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, we just giving you praise on today, we're giving you the glory, oh God, and we're giving you the honor, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for all that you are doing, Father God, hallelujah, worthy, worthy master, hallelujah, now, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, for you just cover, oh God, glory, hallelujah, our leader on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, strengthening him, keeping him in perfect peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah, pouring down fresh oil upon him right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, moving by your spirit, oh God, in every situation and circumstance in his life, Father God, bringing him the victory, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, I thank you, God, for you blessing him coming and going, blessing his food and his water, Father God, glory, hallelujah, blessing the very work of his hand, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, blessing his family, Father God, keeping him in good health, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And in this time period, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, that even as he thinks a thing, oh God, as a thought formulated in his mind, Father God, you're going to do it for him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You're going to give him everything he needs, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that he shall lack no good thing in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for you just giving him the very desire of his heart, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You know the desires of his heart, Father God, move by your spirit for him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We bind up everything, oh God, that the enemy is sin is with. Every lie, oh God, we send it back to the pit of hell, even as your lamb not gonna lie and listen to Lucifer concerning him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Every accusation, every false accusation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we terminate it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we give you the praise, we're giving you the glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for exposing, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, the counterfeits, oh God, those counterfeits even around them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I give you praise, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that you would not allow, oh God, anything to harm them, oh God, in this hour, Father God, anyone to harm them, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, I just give you praise, oh God, for you taking them higher and deeper in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you're catapulting them to new dimensions, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, I thank you, God, for you stirring up the gift on the inside of him all the more, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and even in this time period, Father God, that he will walk in those revelatory gifts that he hasn't even tapped into yet, Father God, glory, hallelujah, he will walk in the miracle signs and wonders like never before, Father God, glory, hallelujah, on a new dimension, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for all that you have promised him, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that it is surely coming to pass right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God, for the angels are ascending and descending right now on his behalf, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, I thank you, God, hallelujah, do it for him, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, do it, oh God, because it's of his faithfulness, Father God, because of his love for you, Father God, and allegiance to you, and love for your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. He has blessed so many, Father God. So I'm thanking you, God, right now, oh, God, that the blessings are being poured upon him right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that he shall receive the prizes that you have for him right here on the earth realm, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that you are worthy and you are able. Now, Father God, we pray, Father God, cover his family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. His parents, oh God, each and every family member, the children, the grands, the siblings, oh God, the cousins, the uncles, the aunties, oh God, nieces and nephews, each and every member of the Matthew family, Father God. Cover them and keep them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Place their feet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on their destiny track, Father God. Start the gifts in them like never before, Father God. Let them walk in what you called them to walk in. Let them be who you called them to be, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. And Father God, I pray the same prayer for each and every one of us on this line, Father God, that we walk in what you called us to walk in, Father God, and we be who you called us to become, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Each and every leader, Father God, move by your spirit over them and their families and their ministry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just give you praise, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you sending willing workers, oh God. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Restoration Destiny Center, Restoration Truth Ministry, every ministry connected, sending the willing workers and the faithful tithe payers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that are, oh God, hallelujah, sending the millionaires, the billionaires, oh God, to just sow a seed, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, for the work of the ministry. Oh God, hallelujah, can go forth all the more, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bless you, God. We thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we praying, oh God, hallelujah, for those that are sick, that are going through in their body today, Father God, that you would just touch right now. Oh God, send your healing virtue upon them right now. Pour it upon them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every disease, every disorder, oh, God, every malfunction and dysfunction in the body, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every bit of infirmity, Father God, every negative report from the doctor, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we know that you're the great physician, Father God, so we thank you, God, that you're moving over these bodies right now, Father God. We bind up every cancerous cell. We send the cancer report back in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just thank you, God, for your healing virtue flowing right now. Oh, God, eradicating every cancerous cell. Oh, God, every manner of cancer, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Dry it up, Father God, and let it run back to the pit of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise, we give you glory. Touch the organs, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, the heart, oh God, the lungs, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. The liver, the kidneys, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The pancreas, the prostate, oh God. The female anatomy, Father God. Touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Move over the hormones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those in the perimenopause, in the menopause, Father God. Move over it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Move in the emotions right now, Father God. Touch right now. Stabilize the emotions, Father God. Oh, God. And get Satan out of the seat of our emotions, out of our minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we know, oh, God, that our mind is a battlefield where he goes in and attacks, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, where he goes in and tries to shift, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, our thought process and our cognitive processes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, where he goes in, oh, God, and tries to get us to quit and give up, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that none of us, oh, God, hallelujah, shall give up in this time here, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're allowing us, Father God, to stand flat-footed and immovable and unshakable, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, now touch, oh, God, hallelujah, those with that pain in their body, Father God. Oh, God, that chronic pain, that arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, that nerve pain, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, spinal cord pain, Father God, the cervical spine, even to the, down to the lumbar spine, that sciatica nerve pain, oh, God, that carpal tunnel in the hands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Remove doubt, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. The migraines, the headaches, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Remove them right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. The brain tumors, Father God. Move them right now, Father God. Every tumor, oh, God. Every cyst, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We're binding up lupus and, oh, God, MS, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. No vertical today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, issues with the equilibrium today, Father God, the inner ear, Father God, balance it, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We're binding up, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Herpes, oh God, and HIV, Father God. We send it to the dry place right now, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Every disease, every disorder known to man, Father God. Memory issues, oh God. Move by your spirit over them right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Thyroid issues, oh God. Move over the thyroid issues. Balance that thyroid, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Move over the esophagus and digestive area, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Touch right down that stomach area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up, oh God, hallelujah. All ulcers, tumors in the stomach, oh God. Nausea, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, gastritis, Father God. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor for you doing it right now for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Regulate the bowels today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Move over the colon area, Father God. The polyps, cast them into the fiery sea right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. We give you glory, hallelujah, for you doing it right now, oh God. Touch the limbs, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, the hands and the feet, oh God. Move over them right now. The fingers and the toes, Father God. The joints, oh God. The muscular system, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. That cellular system, Father God. Move over it now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. The circulatory system, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We cast out, oh God. Hallelujah. Dwelling in the edema, oh God, inflammation. We send it back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, for you just moving over the minds of your people right now, allowing it to be a divine mind transplant right now in this very moment in time, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, keep our minds stayed on you because you told us in Isaiah 26:3 that you would keep us in perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you and trust you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind you up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All of these, oh God, mental health disorders, Father God. We bind up bipolar disorder, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up paranoia, schizophrenia right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We binding up dissociative disorder, Father God, a split personality. We binding up right now anxiety, oh God, general anxiety, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Social anxiety, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All manners of anxiety, oh God. Glory to your name. We bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. We send it back to the pit of hell. We bind up fear, Father God, along with those mind-binding spirits of confusion, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you, God, for stabilizing your people right now, giving them spiritual stability, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. For you are worthy, 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 oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for just a divine healing taking place in mind, body, and soul, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, look over the bereaved families today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Comfort them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, pick them with your mighty right hand, Father God. Meet the needs, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as they prepare to lay their loved ones to rest, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch the hearts, Father God. Catch the tears, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We just thank you, God, and we give you praise for what you're doing for them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. For salvation, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. For our lost family members, Father God. Salvation for those that are lost all around the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. They would come to know you, Father God, for themselves, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In this hour, with having a right relationship with you, not a religious relationship, but a right relationship with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Pressing into you all the more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Learning of you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Learning your ways, oh God, your attributes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Even as you made us in your image, Father God. Help us to walk in your image, Father God. Help us to be your image, Father God. Help us, oh God, glory, hallelujah, to stay connected, oh God, to the vine, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, glory, hallelujah, to even listen, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to you as you speak to us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us not to make a move without you in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, oh God. We need your help, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, fine-tune our ears to hear you, Father God. All the more, oh God, even as you amplify our hearing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, lay your hands on our eyes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, all issues with the eyes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Spiritually and naturally, Father God, help us to see you. Oh, God, hallelujah, to be able to see and discern, Father God, like never before, Father God, even as you're magnifying our spiritual sight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we just give you praise, oh, God. We give you glory, hallelujah, for your loving kindness towards us, Father God. We give you glory. We give you praise for your faithfulness in our life. Even when we're unfaithful, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you still look after us, your children, Father God. You're so mindful of us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, just help us, Lord, to trust you, Father God, all the more, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we pray, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for all the frontline workers, Father God, the law enforcement, Father God, the firefighters, medical professionals, teachers in the schools and principals, Father God, cover the schools, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, all of those, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that are willing, oh, God, hallelujah, to take the job, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that as frontline workers, Father God, even the frontline workers in your kingdom, Father God, that are putting their hand to the plow, Father God, glory, hallelujah, steadily, steadily, steadily plowing your vineyard, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that are determined, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that they're not going to take down, they're not climb down, they're not going to, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, sell ourselves out for filthy lucre, Father God, glory, hallelujah, cover them and keep them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, keep pouring on them, in them, Father God, your strength, Father God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you. And, Father God, hallelujah, we're binding up tragedies and trauma today. Oh, God, we're binding up destruction that lays waste at noonday, Father God. We're binding up disasters, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, we bind up, oh, God, every high and haughty thing that would exalt, attempt to exalt itself against your knowledge and your power. We're binding up principalities, oh, God. We're binding up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Every principality, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Every ruler of darkness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, of this world, Father God, glory, hallelujah. The spiritual wickedness in high places, Father God, we send it back to the pit of hell. Every trick and every trap and every ploy, every plot and every plan of the enemy, we send it, oh, God, hallelujah, to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we find, you know, spirit of poverty, Father God, glory, hallelujah, spirit of outcast, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we bind up that wandering spirit, that vagabond spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind it up, oh God, glory, hallelujah, spirit of prostitution and lust, oh God, we bind up Jezebel and Delilah today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind up perversion today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind up uncleanness today, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind up spirits of seduction and rape, oh God, glory, hallelujah, molestation, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we bind up pornography, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, we bind up carnality, oh God, nakedness, vivaciousness, homosexuality, oh God, lesbianism, Father God, sodomy, Father God, idolatry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, spirits of adultery and fornication, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we send it back to the dry place, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that you're cleansing us right now, Father God, of all filthiness, all unrighteousness right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, your name, Father God, hallelujah, we bind up that wild spirit, Father God, of rejection, anger, rebellion, oh, God, that untamed spirit, Father God, spirits of violence, oh, God, spirits of anti-submissiveness, Father God, spirits of defiance, oh, God, deviant behavior, Father God, glory, hallelujah, fighting spirits, oh, God, argumentative spirits, Father God, we send it back to the dry place. That stubborn spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah, self-rejection spirits, oh, God, spirits of pride and unruliness and disobedience, we send back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, we bind you up, oh, God, that withdrawal spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that spirit of escape, isolation, oh, God, that introvert spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, fear and discouragement, oh, God, passivity, Father God, hallelujah, that spirit of sleepiness, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, and wake up your people, Father God, wake up Zion today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that spirit of alcoholism, drug addiction, oh, God, hopelessness, oh, God, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, despair, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we bind it up, oh, God, we command to rise up off of your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that daydreaming spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those fantasy spirits, Father God, that fall upon your people, Father God, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we just thank you, God, and we praise you, God, glory, hallelujah, get all spirits of worry, anxiety, fear, dread, apprehension, intimidity, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind it up. Oh, God, we send it back to the dry place, oh, God. Those spirits of wrath, anger, resentment, rage, oh, God, bitterness, that spirit that want to get revenge, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. You said in your word that vengeance belongs to you, Father God, so we cancel the revenge spirit. Oh, God, the retaliation spirit, oh, God. We cancel that spirit of murder, Father God. We cancel that spirit of unforgiveness once again, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And, Father God, we just binding up that worldliness spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the spirit of the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Carnality, sensuality, greed. Oh, God, we binding up materialism, Father God. We binding up the Antichrist. We binding up, oh, God, unbelief, oh, God. We bind up vanity, lust, pride. Oh, God, an ambition, oh, God, and we send it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind up that X-rated spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, lewdness, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, the perversion, the whoredom, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that impure spirit, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that orgy spirit, Father God, that spirit of filthiness, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, obscenity, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we bind up the spirit of mischief and prostitution, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment shall be condemned. It already is condemned, Father God. And we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, that even every work of the witch and every work of the warlock and every work of the wizard is being canceled right now. Oh, God, the demonic surveillance, oh, God, that peeping Tom spirit, that soothsaying spirit, Father God, we send back to the dry place, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Those monitoring spirits, Father God, we cancel them right now. We blind them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise, oh, God. Oh, God, that medicine man, Father God, we cancel every bit of his work, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, we cancel the witchcraft today, Father God. Hallelujah, we cancel the white magic, the black magic, the hoodoo and the voodoo, the hexes and the taboos. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, those magic potions, oh, God. We cancel them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Even, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that poison, oh, God, that spirit that wants to poison, oh, God, people, Father God, that put stuff in people's drinks and food. We cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cancel, oh, God, hallelujah, the hoodoo and the voodoo. Oh, God, the hex and the vex and the taboos, oh, God, the hocus pocus, oh, God. We send it back to the dry place, oh, God, and we stand on your word over in Exodus. It says, suffer not the witch to live. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that the gates of hell should not prevail against your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that when the enemy is coming, oh, God, like a flood, you already raised up a standard against them, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that all things are working for the good of your people, Father God, because you told us over in Romans, oh, God, that all things work together for the good of those that love you and are the called according to your purpose, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. So we thank you, God, hallelujah, it's working in our favor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, everything, oh, God, every opposing force that the enemy has sent at us, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that it's canceled now, right now, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, every bit of corruption, Father God, in our governmental system, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're bringing it, that there's a maximum exposure, Father God, of all evil, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, all wrongdoings, Father God, in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you're bringing it to the light, Father God. Every dirty dance in the dark, Father God, that you're shining the light on it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. But you're moving even over that judicial system, Father God. You're overthrowing the unjust judge, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every unjust judge on the benches all across the land, Father God. You're overthrowing them, Father God. You're exposing them, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. You're putting men and women in those governmental seats, in those judicial seats, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. They have a heart for you, Father God, that will, oh, God, raise a standard for you, Father God, that will not take down for filthy lucre, Father God. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you just dismissing bogus charges against your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, even those charges and accusations that the enemy try to bring against your people, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're dismissing them right now, Father God, and you're serving a divine restraining order against the enemy right now in his camp, his demons, his ifs, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that the war angels have gone out right now, Father God, to war against, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, the attempts of the enemy to overthrow your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, that you sent Michael, you sent Gabriel. I thank you, God, that you sent Raphael. I thank you, God, that you sent Uriel. I thank you, God, that you sent Nathaniel and the host of, oh God, hallelujah, our angels to go, oh God, right now and intercede for your people. Go ahead of them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, bring them the divine favor, Father God. Prevent accidents seen and unseen, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just bless you, Father God. We thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, you already answered, oh God. You're already moving on those things, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you that you're the keeper of lost causes, oh God. You're moving in those hopeless situations, oh God. Those situations where we feel helpless, Father God. You're moving right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, help us today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help our unbelief, Father God. Because we know, Father God, you have promised us some things, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And it's he that promised. It tells us over in your word in Hebrews. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. That he that promised is faithful, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to only believe in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Only believe, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, so that all things will be added unto us, Father God. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to commit our way to you, trust you, and know that you're going to bring to pass that expected end. Oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Now, Father God, we pray right now against every bit of backlash and retaliation that the enemy would attempt to send because of these prayers and petitions that have already gone up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you cover, oh God, each and every intercessor to come after me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you use them, oh God, to navigate in the spiritual realm. Oh God, to step on those scorpions, Father God, to tear down, Father God, glory, hallelujah, everything that the enemy, oh God, glory, hallelujah, is trying to sit at your people, Father God. And I just bless your name. We bless your name together. We bless your name collectively, Father God. And we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. And in Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we, your children, collectively come together at this time to say thank you. We come to bless your name, O God. We come to lift you up, O God. We come to say thank you, O God, for loving us, even when we don't love ourselves. And, Father, we thank you for, O God, keeping us safe through the night and bringing us, O God, to this point in this time, O God. But we thank you, O God, because you, in your infinite wisdom, O God, saw fit to keep us in our right mind and gave us the use and activities of our limbs. We come to say thank you right now, O God. Thank you, Father, for never leaving us. Thank you for being the light upon our pathway. Thank you right now, O God, for the homes you've given us, O God, the covering, O God, that you placed over us. We thank you right now for the food on the table and the clothes on our back. We thank you for the jobs that we have. We thank you for being our doctor in the sick room. We thank you for being our lawyer in the courtroom. We thank you, oh God. We can't praise you enough, oh God, for nothing is too small or too great for you to accomplish, God, and we thank you. We come to bless your name. We love you today, oh God. But we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you let us, oh God, help us to serve you in spirit and in truth, unwavering, oh God, as we stand on your word today, oh God. Let us, oh God, help us to abide in your word and your word abide in us, oh God. We ask that you etch it on our hearts, oh God, that we may not sin against thee. And, Father, we ask that you be this, oh, God, the spotlight of heaven and shine on us right now. Increase our love for one another, oh, God. Let us be obedient to your commandments, oh, God. And, Father, we ask, oh, God, that you remove all fear and trepidation from us, oh, God, because you did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. We're your children, oh, God. We say we're your army, oh God. We ask that you send a wind of revival to stir up your people, oh God. Let us take our rightful places right now, oh God. stir us up right now, Father. And those that are slothful, unconcerned, those, oh God, that love and wax cold, those, oh God, that don't even call your name anymore. Well, you said you was married to the backsliders, and we come to lift you up, oh God, that you may draw them back, oh God. We love our brothers and sisters, oh God. So let us love each other, oh God, that we may go to the highways and byways and compel others to come in the mighty name of Jesus. For Father, we are weak, but thou art strong. We lean in on you today for no other help we know. Help us, oh God, to stand. And when we've done all we could, stand and trust in your word. So now is not a time for us to sleep, oh God, but to be about your business. Not our business, but your business, oh God. Help us to be humble, oh God, to those that you place code breakers, oh God, the apostle, oh God, the prophetess and the prophets, the pastor, oh God. Let us be obedient over those, oh God, for those who have rule over us. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you look over this country who has turned their back on you, oh God. We ask that you stay your hand to Ralph right now, oh God. We know that your word must be fulfilled because you watch over the sea to it do so. We know that your word goes out and not return unto you void. Stay your hand, oh God. Move through Washington, D.C., oh God. Let your presence be known and felt, oh God. Move through each state, oh God, each state capital, each municipality, oh God. Touch them right now, Father. For the rules that they make, let it not be grievous to your people, because you said there's no good thing that you will withhold from us. We need to help, Father. As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for thou art with us. Lord, we need you. We realize that you're coming back. We do not want to have the spirit of Jonah, but we want to be obedient. We do not want to have the spirit of Peter. We want to stay focused on you and not the consequences, oh God, because you've given us the power, oh God, to call those things that are not as though they were. Let us stay focused on you right now, oh God. Let's be in our rightful place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us move forward, oh God. And Father, let us realize that we have to graduate today because you have chosen us and we do not fit the criteria of man. And because we do not, we can take back the territory that the devil has stolen from us. We thank you for it right now, oh God. We bless your name, Father. And we ask that you look on our brothers and sisters that are calling you Abba Father. You know, oh God, what they need. You know their heart's desire. You say, cast all of our cares on you. We're doing so today collectively, Father, because we need you to stand strong, to be the light of the world. We need you, Father, to be the salt that has not lost its savor. But we can have an impact for you in this world. We realize that you're on your way back, oh God. Don't put us in a hurry for you, oh God. Don't let us become lukewarm, Father, for we realize you said in your word you will spew us out of your mouth. But we want to stay on fire for you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember the virtual members, oh God, and the covenant partners of this ministry. Remember them and bless and keep them, oh God, right now, oh God. Look on the children as they go back to school. Look on the teachers, oh God, and inspire them to teach what the children need to know, oh God. and help us give the children back to you, Father, for they're yours. Help us to train them in the way that they should go, so when they depart, get older, they will not depart. Look on the responders, oh God, the firefighters, the policemen, the nurses and doctors in the hospital. Look on those that are in the military uniforms that are serving abroad and at home. Remember them today, Father. Remember their families, oh God. This we ask in Jesus' name. Oh God, we need you today. We need you to look on everyone that's on this line right now. On every spoken and unspoken request. Father, we realize that you sit high and look low, beholding the good and the evil. But let us be children as David was unto you, O God. Men and women after your own heart. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to come and leave these petitions at the foot of that throne. We thank you for allowing us, oh God. Well, Father, let us be good disciples. Let us be good stewards over what you have given us. Let us fulfill the assignment you've given us. Increase our discernment, oh God, because we realize the devil is our enemy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and nothing is new upon the face of this earth. Let us be aware. You said that we would be aware of the devices. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, oh God. Because as you said in James 1 and 12, you said, bless the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that loveth him. We thank you for a Father. We bless you right now, oh God. Help us to stand. And when men see us, they don't see us. They see you. In the name of Jesus, stir up your children today, Father. Put running in our feet. Take us back to the old landmark and clean us up, oh God. Wash us, Father. White as snow, that we may be pleasing in your sight. We'll forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, which is already thine. God, we handle these things for you. We need your help. We need your anointing to carry out your will. These things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our elder brother. We touch and agree, and we bind the hand of Satan and come against each and every request, known and unknown. For you said, whatever we bind will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. We lose strength upon your people. We lose courage and faith upon your people right now, O God. And we thank you for the code breakers that you've given us, that we may prepare to defend the territory from the enemy. And we bless your name henceforth, now and forevermore. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we stand on the word right now. And we say amen. And bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for your word. We thank you for the power of intercessions. We thank you for the kingdom leaders. Now, God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will forgive us, God, of any sins we have committed against you, God, by words, by thoughts, and by deeds. Your word said, God, in all of our righteousness, it is as filthy rags before you, Lord Jesus. God, you said in your word, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And God, right now, we're searching the heart of David. Said in Psalm 139 and 24, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me to life everlasting. God, we thank you right now for your word. You said in your word in 1 Timothy 2 and 1, by way of Paul, you said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God. And Luke, correction, 18 and 1. God, you said unto this end that man ought to always to pray and to not faint. In the name of Jesus. Then you said in Romans 12 and 1, you beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. God, we ask right now that you renew the mind of your people even now in the name of Jesus. God, you said also in your word in Isaiah 26 and 3, you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. God, keep us with that mind stayed on you and thoughts connected to you in the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic principality and power that will try to twist our words. We come against a juggler spirit that even operate in the atmospheres and submospheres and tropospheres and biospheres and lithospheres that will try to hinder our memory, God, of having memory recall of your word in the prayer and the intercession even now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We bind you up and we overthrow every diabolical assignment and intent that you will send at the people of God. And we cast it out now in Jesus' name. And your word said, let you arise and our enemies be scattered even now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the power and the glory of your word. You said in your word in Psalms 119 and 89, you said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Heaven, you also said in verse 105 that the word of God is a light unto our feet, it's a lamp unto our pathway. You also said in 130 that the entrance of the word giveth light and understanding to us. And Father, we thank you right now for the power of your word, even the more in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Psalm 37 and 25, by way of David, as he began to speak of an inheritance in a time, God, of the end. He said, yet he was young, but now he's old, never having seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. God, we decree and declare, God, right now, that our seed, God, will not have to beg bread in the name of Jesus, that they may compromise their lives, their mind, their thoughts, their body, their integrity, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the power that you've given us today, Lord, to stand on the word of God. God, we thank you for the power to be able to stand on the righteousness of your word in the name of Jesus. God, that we would navigate our mind and our brain through the atom of you, God, through the cerebellum and the cerebrum of your word even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the glory of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for breaking us through, God, to new places and new territories in your word of God and through your word of God. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, even the more in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for healing being the children bread, and by your stripes we are healed right now, God. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for the power of the breaker's anointing and breakthrough. You said in your word in Psalms 107 and 20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them, and you delivered them from all destruction. And Father, we thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for the breakthrough of your word. We thank you for the glory of your word. We thank you for the healing of your word. In the name of Jesus. And you study your word in 1 Timothy 2 and 1. He said that we exalt, therefore, first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. God, we surrender our life to you in the name of Jesus, that we may be a conduit for the lives of those that are lost. Father, I thank you for the intercessors and the prayer warriors. Continue to bless them and guide them and strengthen them. And let your peace that passes all understanding will cover them and heal them in Jesus' name. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God, hallelujah. And it is so, amen and amen. To the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. We bless the Lord for the people of God on today and the saints of God. Thank you for joining us on this day of prayer and intercession. We thank you for standing with us and standing in the gap as we prayed and bombarded the kingdom of darkness for the people of God. We give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing on this day. You and you, man of God and woman of God, and that the healing balm of Gilead will touch your life and restore your life and heal your life in all areas of your life in the name of the Lord. We thank you for what God is doing on this day in Jesus' name. All right, if any of our intercessors and prayer warriors that pray today, and any of those kingdom leaders that navigate through the presence of the Lord through our ministries of Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, and Restoration Destiny Center, any of you all have something the Lord has given you for the people of God, we want to give you an opportunity at this very moment to release what thus said the Lord for us, whether by word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, prophetic word, or even interpretation. At this time, if the Lord gave anyone anything to release to us.
Praise the Lord. And God bless you, Pastor. God bless everyone on the line.
Praise the Lord.
Today, even as you have been teaching on time to graduate, the Lord said to me that the only way we are going to be able to graduate and be successful is to begin to clean our houses, begin to clean our spiritual houses, get our houses ready, and just trust him in this hour and walk upright before him and just get in the faith. That's the only way we'll be able to accomplish to clean our houses, get our houses ready, and walk upright before him, lest he come clean of himself. Clean it. He's given us the opportunity to clean our house, to clean our, get our house ready and just walk up right before him to press into him. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for the release, woman of God, in the prophetic word. Anyone else today? Hallelujah, that the Lord has
phenomenal, wealthy day to you, Pastor, Administrator Brian,
bless you, woman,
all that's on the line. The Lord spoke to me this morning about the answers to the questions that we have, to what's hindering the process is that the wants of the flesh versus God's will that he has designed for us is designed accordingly to his will, his needs, and it's for our needs and wants. He said, we don't need to wonder when, just allow the process to do its great work in you. He said, Philippians 1:6, be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we should stop wrestling with the change and move into the next. And he said, it's time for us to rise up from above Lodabar. God bless you.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. We receive the word of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Bless you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you.
Stand a little too, please. As I was allowed to release the sound earlier, and there was the Lord was having to me to release the ram's horn as we started off, and there was the sound of marching along with the sound being released, which I can literally see in the spirit as I was blowing boots marching. But the scripture that came, because it all started to come as you were opening us up, the sound was coming to me, and I just released it as he gave it to me. And afterwards, I was able to hear a word, and it came out of 2 Samuel 23 and 24, and he said, and is it okay if I read that, Pastor?
Go ahead, woman of God. Absolutely.
I want to be in order. Praise God. And he says, and I would need more teaching on this because it's just, you know, fresh off the press. Now, the Philistines came up once again and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. When David inquired of the Lord, he said, you shall not go directly up. Circle around behind them and come at them in front of the balsam tree. And this is the part where I can hear the marching. It shall be, when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of balsam trees, then you shall act promptly, for then the Lord will have gone out before you to strike the army of the Philistines. And then I heard this word, the Lord is breaking through. In the sound of the marching, in the sound where he was having me to beat it down and stomp and blow at the same time, he said he's breaking through. So whatever we're dealing with, whatever's going on around us, he is breaking through. It's important that we continue to penetrate with our sound, with our voice, with his word, because his word will not return back void. And that's what I hear from the Lord on today. Thank you.
Amen. 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 We bless the Lord. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing that. If you said something else, I didn't quite hear you because I had to shift for a minute, but I'm back. Amen.
After the word of 2 Samuel 5 and 23 and 24, where the marching took place in the sound, I heard him say that the Lord is breaking through. So it's important that our sound is released because his word will not return back void. And we do come in the volume of the book that's written of us, his word. So I'm just excited to hear him say that the Lord is breaking through. And it sounds a lot to what you had brought to us in the beginning as you were releasing exhortation and teaching about our sound as intercessors. And it's an assurance that the Lord is breaking through. So he hears and things are being moved in the atmosphere.
Amen. And that is so true, woman of God. In this hour is so true, you're on it, as it relates to what you're sharing. One of the other things that is really heavy right now is a lot of people aren't having short-term memory or long-term memory loss. It's because we haven't rested. If we rest in this season, our cells will rejuvenate themselves in a 24-hour period. It's because we've taken on so many frequencies of people are standing in the gap for them. So God is really releasing to us the knowledge to be able to tap in, to be able to navigate. And as you were saying concerning we're breaking through, we're breaking through even clearer now, even clear. But so many people have been battle fatigued with things that it's almost making it impossible to feel that there's a breakthrough when we have already pierced that realm and broken through for the greater in this hour, this season, and dispensation. So saints of God, continue to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might on today. We bless the Lord. Thank you so much, woman of God, for revealing that to us and sharing. All right, we thank God for 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, the Intercessors Prayer Warriors, where the church is always open every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you, Prayer Warriors, Intercessors there. Thank you, Apostles. Our apostolic leaders who are following us, we thank God for Elder Hunter at the building there, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Prophet is Tracy as well, and Restoration Destiny Center, those who are listening in there in the city of San Antonio. Bless you all on today, and we honor you all. All right. I want to, if anybody listening in today and you don't know the Lord as your Savior, this is the greatest opportunity for you today, man of God, a woman of God, to give your life to the Lord. The Word of God said in the book of Romans 10 and 9, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus has died and we believe in our heart that he rose from the dead, salvation is ours. We just have to follow in on what he's done and die to the things that we were in that keeps us bound to the sin, to rise to the nature of God, that new creation or that regeneration into the things of God. Salvation is yours today. And I want to give you that personal invitation, man of God, woman of God today. Repentance is needed. That's why he daily loaded us with benefits when we daily give it all to him. Daily repentance and forgiveness, because God said you can do it 490 times in a day, 490 times. So that you, man, that you, woman of God, just repeat these words after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent of every sin I committed against you. I believe you died for my sin and you rose from the dead. Today, I accept you into my life as my Lord and as my Savior in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you said that, man of God and woman of God, you are saved. And the Word of God said, he that wins souls is wise. And when one soul accepts Jesus Christ as the Lord, heaven rejoices. Heaven is rejoicing for your day of salvation and your day of opportunity. In Jesus' name, we bless you on today. We honor you on today for allowing God's will to be in your life. In Jesus' name. All right, thank you, God. Thank God for those believers. Stay connected with us. Stay connected with our conference line, the blog side. Stay connected with us ministering the Word of God. If you don't have a church home, call our office at 877-912-2027. That's 877-912-2027. We have kingdom leaders who are ministering around the United States, and we want to connect you with one of those ministries. If it's in Illinois, we have a ministry there, several. If it's in Texas, we have ministry there. If it's in Virginia, we have ministry there. If it's in New Jersey, we have ministry there. New York, we have ministry there. Let us know. Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, we have ministry gifts in those locations. You let us know. We got kingdom leaders and friends who are connected to us in Georgia, Alabama. We have ministry leaders and friends that will be a blessing to you. California, we have ministry friends. Nevada, we have ministry friends in those areas. In the name of Jesus. And if we don't have any of those we can recommend, you can become one of our virtual members right here on the conference line, right on our Facebook Live, right when we minister the Word of God. We love you and we want to connect with you. And we appreciate the divine connection that God has given us with you, in you, and through you on today. All right. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry also, We want to give you an opportunity to do that, to sow seeds into this good work and this good ground on today. We believe that we are a Bible-believing church that believes in the water baptism in Jesus' name. We believe, God, that you speak in tongues as evidence of his emergence presence in the gifting. We believe in the fivefold ministry gift. We believe in the spirit of miracles, signs and wonders. We believe in healing. We believe it in the grafted word of God in our life. And we stand on the principle of morality, moral principle of one man and one woman and one man, as God ordained it from the beginning of time. We believe in family values and principles of family values in the kingdom of God. We believe in the strength of building strong family, strong principles, and strong values through the word of God on today. Amen. All right. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry and sow a seed to this ministry, you can do that as well by going to Cash at Money Sign RFPIM, Cash at Money Sign RFPIM, and be a blessing. If you do it via Zelle, you can go to We Restore You, the letter in the alphabet, U, at yahoo.com. We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com, and be a blessing. If you want to sow a seed via PayPal, look up Lorraine Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. That's Lorraine Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. And be a blessing. Also, you can go to our website at We Restore You. That's the letter U. We Restore You.org and be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance. Join us in any of our services that we're preaching around the United States and the world. We welcome you to fellowship with us in our local church in the city of Harvey, Illinois, or Restoration Destiny Center in the city of San Antonio, Texas. We're excited about your future because your future is excited about your destiny. We bless you on today. Join me with Drive By with the Prophet. Today, I will be doing one of the Drive By with the Prophets, standing in the gap for you. So look for a notification. If you don't receive a notification, go to my page and hit follow me. Or you can go to Lorraine Matthews Ministry and like us and follow us over there. Or you can go to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry and hit like and follow us there. So follow us on our website as well. Follow us on YouTube as well as we ministry the word of God on this day and in different regions of the world. Join us Tuesday night for our awesome, powerful experience services, and join us on our radio at the radio station at Rejoice 102, Tuesday night 6:30 to 7, Saturday 3 to 3:30 p.m., all Central Time. Eastern time, at an hour to each of those, and join us. If you're on the West Coast, take 2 hours away and join us. 1:30 in the Pacific, it's 1 o'clock in Pacific, 3 p.m. in the Central, and 4 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. Love to have you connected with us on today. All right. Any final words from anyone that's listening in on today? All right, any words over there? Our good elder and prophetess at our local church.
The only thing I would remind them of, prophet, if I may, is our Family Value Conference coming up in October. If you're in the neighborhood, stop on by 231 East 146th Street, and let's celebrate our overseer and leader.
Thank you, Ella. People of God, stay in the presence. Continue to walk in his glory. Let the strength of the Lord be with you. We thank God for our great kingdom leaders, Apostle Murray Simmons, bless you, man, serve the restoration truth, Lady Simmons, prophetess of Hampton Newport News. Continue to keep our great intercessors and night intercessors in prayer, Pastor Wylinda Brown and her husband. Keep them in your prayers. We lift them up. Woman of God, we're praying for you. Mother Jackson, we're praying for you as well. Mother Houston, we're praying for you as well. The team, we're praying for you as well. This is our fasting day, so fast with us. If you had not, join us for the rest of the 4 hours that we have in prayer. We love you to stand with us and pray with us because we're believing, God, for you, you and you on today. All right, powerful people of God, bless the Lord for you. Thank you, Restoration Destiny Center, Kingdom Leaders there. Bless all of you there. Appreciate you, Gwen, Evangelist Gwen Marshall, Evangelist Mary Teasley. Bless you, Prophetess Tina Rice. Bless you, Sister Wiggins. Bless you, other great Kingdom Leaders there. We thank God for your presence in the building, in the place, in the ministry, and the work that you're doing is gigantuan. As we reach out to more people, bless you, Sister Nicole. We honor the Lord for you as well. And we thank God for all of those who are governing themselves accordingly to the word and the will of the Lord God for their life on this day. And thank God for Administrator Rita Bryant. Is there any final words over there with you? I know you're in the midst of a project. So we bless the Lord for you, great woman of God there, and all of the mighty things that you're doing. We honor the Lord for you as well and all of the things that the Lord is doing in you and for you in that region of the United States and in the area. Bless the Lord for you. All right, well, Saints, I'm excited for you. I'm happy to know that you all are well-rounded in the power of God. But there's many people that are not well-rounded. So we thank God to know that we have vessels that are standing on his word and making it happen for the kingdom of God and the destiny and the purpose of the life of God's people. Bless Sister Katrina Carroll as well, one of the great kingdom leaders as well there. Bless you, woman of God, as well. Thank God for all of the voice and vessels that God is using in these regions. Bless our great prophetess there, Prophetess Toya. Bless you, mighty woman of God as well. There's so many of you that are doing great things in the kingdom of God. And we honor the Lord for your position in your place there. All right, if I call off more names, I'm going to have to write a list and start going down the list. Amen. But thank you all for joining us on today. Alleluia to the Lamb of God. Be blessed. We'll talk to you soon. Shalom in your quarters. My prayer for you all today. God bless each and every one of you.